Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome to the second episode of Vitality Podcast. I am your host, Ciandra Somerville, and this episode is entitled How to Hear God. Okay, so I'm just going to jump right into it. I'm not going to do any fancy things today. We're just going to get right into it. I want to say first that the reason that I decided to do this episode is because there are people that I feel like want to hear God, but they don't know how, or they feel like God isn't hearing them, or there have been people that have been in church forever and they felt like they've never heard God, or there are people that are coming to Christ and they're feeling a urge to come and be closer to God, but they feel like they don't know if he's speaking to them or not, you know? And I think there's this thing where people feel like God is always audible. And I don't feel like that's always true from my experience. I feel like people want God to sound like, you know, James Earl Jones or something, like, you know, they want him to sound like just, you know, you're in the bed and you hear this majestic voice. And it's like these lights come down and they're shining on you. And that's more of a fantasy type of thing that I feel like people have imagined in their head for God to sound like. And, you know, he might sound like that to you, because I do feel like God is a perception of your life, you know? So I'm not going to necessarily say that he's not going to sound like that to you, but I feel like that's what people think that God sounds like. And they just have this misunderstanding of God being more than that, because God is everywhere and in everything. And we're a part of God. A little of us is God. So I feel like if we can get over that stigma, I guess, of, if that's the right word, of what God sounds like, and get more into sitting with God, then we will hear him more easily. Because some people hear God in their dreams, you know, some people see God. And when I say see God, I don't mean physically. I mean, they see God in everyday activities, you know, because I feel like that's what a lot of people don't understand either, is that you can see God in how people are around you. You can see God every day, and you might not even recognize that you're seeing that, because you don't really have a relationship with God. And so I want to first say some points for you guys, just some tips, I guess, for you guys to get closer to God if you feel like you're not hearing him because you may not be in the right position to hear God, you know? And some people can hear God, you know, even if they're not in the right position, because God can speak to anybody. But people that are yearning to hear him and they're feeling like they're doing everything right and they're still not hearing him, here's some things that you can do. Okay, so I will say one thing is read your Bible. Okay, you can't recognize God, and you can't recognize when an angel is trying to give you a message if you don't read your Bible. Because listen, if you don't read your Bible, how do you really know who God is? You know, the Bible is like a guidebook in a sense. You know, it's just like if you are going to nursing school, you're not going to know how to be a nurse, like, just because you woke up and decided you wanted to be a nurse, right? You're going to have to take courses so that you can carry yourself as a nurse, so that you can know things that you're supposed to know as a nurse, right? So reading your Bible is like a book, you know, it's like taking a course. It's like wanting to do anything else that you want to do in life. You have to study. So read your Bible, get a schedule, you know, take time out of your day to read your Bible, whether it's 15 minutes, whether it's 30 minutes. And I promise you, the more you read your Bible, the more you won't care how much time you're taking to do it. I will say that first, okay? Because that's one thing that people struggle with when they're learning how to do something, right? They're looking at how much time it takes them out of their day to do it. And that's when they kind of detour themselves into doing it. They talk themselves out of doing it. All right. So don't think about more so how long you got to do it. Just take a few minutes and then, you know, you'll gain that habit of wanting to do it. So read your Bible so that you can know who God is, so that you can figure out when someone's around you, if they're a godly person. You know, the more you read your Bible, the more you begin to see that in people. Like, I've been around people before where I've been like, are you a pastor? Like, I've literally asked them, are you a pastor? Do you go to church? Because I can see the God in them. I can see it. Like, they give off a very, I don't want to say holy, but they give off a very happy and kind and loving spirit. And that is God. Okay. So read your Bible. Know the biblical history. Okay. I know, of course, reading your Bible, sometimes there are books that you can buy. For me, I have a book. It's a woman's book, but it's a King James version. And it has like history in there. It has like timelines and stuff that you can look at in there. And then I also have a book that's like literally history. It's like a history book of the Bible, and it shows like all these different charts, and it breaks down the Bible into different categories, it breaks down the Bible into books, and those books, of course, are different categories. And it just gives you like a whole different, it's like you're unlocking this whole different version of a Bible, you know? It's like a whole nother book, okay? So, yeah. Know the history behind the Bible, because if you know the culture of that time that they were in, it's a whole different time that we're in right now. And that is a big difference. And because it's a big difference, there's a lot of things that you might misinterpret in the Bible because you're looking at it from a 2024 perspective instead of a biblical perspective. You know, there was a whole different culture when this Bible was written. You know, so that's very important, to see the Bible the way it was written. See the Bible the way it was written. Okay, so try to put yourself in the shoes of the people in the Bible, and I promise you, sometimes it will literally make you cry. It will make you just drop and just want to be more closer to God. Like, there were times where I would read stuff in the Bible and I would try to imagine myself in that person's shoes during that time. Okay. During that time. And I would just cry because I'm like, well, I'm a big empath too. So you know, that may be another reason why. But if you put yourself in those people's shoes and the stories, it just makes you see the Bible in a whole nother different light instead of just reading the Bible and like, okay, yeah, that's it, you know? Okay, another thing is meditate on the word, okay? So when you're reading the Bible, study it. Go word by word, you know, and if you don't know a word, stop. Get your dictionary out. Try and understand what you're reading versus you just reading it. Because then during the day, these verses will come to you. You know, when you get mad, these verses will come to you. When you're happy, these verses will come to you. When you're sad, these verses will come to you. You know, when you're troubled and you have anxiety, these verses will come to you. Because you're reading your Bible and you're keeping up with ways of your Bible will encourage you. I'll say that your Bible will definitely encourage you if you are reading it consistently. Okay. Another way is to pray. Pray. I will say prayer and worship. When you worship and you pray, those things are, it's like a direct invitation for God to make his presence known to you. Because there's been so many times where I've just sat and worshiped. I wasn't even praying. I was just sitting there and worshiping and singing. And I was feeling everything that I was singing. And then I would feel the Holy Spirit. So prayer and worship is a big thing. Yeah. It's a big thing. Find time to pray, you know, in the morning time, pray. Don't just be a night prayer. Don't just be a night time prayer. Please don't. Find more time to pray. And it doesn't even have to be 30 minutes. You don't have to do some theatrical prayer, okay? Get these theatrical Broadway type of things that you're seeing out of your head, okay? God just wants you to talk to him. You don't have to be loud and, you know, y'all know what I'm saying. You don't have to do all of that to get God's attention. God sees the heart and the desire for you to want to talk to him. So you don't have to be the best prayer. I used to be scared to pray out loud because I come from a, you know, my family's very, I grew up in church. You know, my dad was a deacon. My uncle was a pastor. My mom was like the head usher of the church. So it's like, I went to church like 3 times a week. So growing up, even me, I was in church all the time, but I was still scared to pray out loud, you know? So find time to pray, get comfortable with praying and talking to God. Okay. And one thing, this is the last one, but this is one of my favorite ones, I will say, is fasting. Fasting, because I feel like you can fast, not even read your Bible, and still God will speak to you. Because I've done that before. I've done it, okay? Because like I told y'all in the first episode, I had a period where I strayed away from God for a while, and when I would fast, I would hear God. I would feel God. I was having consistent, profound dreams constantly. And I wasn't reading, you know, I wasn't reading my Bible. I wasn't consistently praying. But fasting is just like a whole different level of a connection with God. And I think, that's something that's very, very important to fast, because to me, that's more of an intimate connection with God. For me, I'm not going to say for everybody. I'm just speaking for myself. For me, it's a very intimate space with God, because you're taking yourself away from like the world in a sense. You're taking yourself away from the world in a sense, and you're allowing yourself to be very, very vulnerable. Because for me, you know, if you're not eating and all you're doing is drinking, it just opens up another space for God to speak to you, because all you're doing is praying, worshiping, drinking water, praying, worshiping, drinking water. That's a hard thing for most people to do. It is. Because for me, for those 3 days, I was like, oh my goodness. Because I love food. I do. Even though I don't eat a lot of meat, I love food, you know? So not having that and realizing that I'm sacrificing these things, sacrificing hunger so that I can gain a closer relationship or that I can gain access to God is a beautiful thing. Okay, so some things that I will say you should stop doing so that you can recognize God. I'm not saying stop doing these things so that you can get closer to God. Okay, catch that. I'm not saying these things so that you can get closer to God. I'm saying these things so that you can recognize God. Okay, because these things are distractions. Okay, and when you're distracted, how are you, you know, focusing completely on God? If you're distracted, how can you really hear and understand the message? You know, that's like when you're playing basketball, for example. If you're playing basketball, your opponent's job is to try to block the ball, right? Okay, if you don't have nobody blocking the ball, it'll be easy for you to make the shot, right? But it's harder for you to make the shot if you have somebody in your face guarding you, right? Okay, that's the same thing with God. If you have all these distractions in your life, it'll be harder for you to recognize God. It might be plain as day. He might be plain as day in your face giving you a message. And you will either act like you don't see it, or you won't respond to it. Okay? So these are some things. And this might ruffle some feathers, but hey, it is what it is. Okay, stop doing things that distract you from him. So, for instance, you have to stop drinking to get drunk. Okay, anything that is excessive can be a distraction. Okay, there is a balance. And there's a reason why balance is created, okay? Too much of something, too little of something, it creates an imbalance, okay? So drinking to get drunk is a way to distract you from God, okay? And I'll get more deep into that because I'm saying it like that for a reason, okay? Some of you who actually read your Bible will know why I'm saying it that way. But drinking to get drunk is a distraction from God. Drugs are a distraction from God. Gossiping is a distraction from God. Pornography is a distraction from God. Okay, being mean-spirited and hateful and unforgiving, those things are distractions from God. Those things are distractions for you to gain a relationship with God. Okay? Now, if you are indulging in these things, I'm not saying that God is not going to speak to you. I'm saying that they're distractions. God can speak to anybody. Okay? God can speak to anybody because anybody can be a vessel, okay, for God. All right? And when I say anybody, I mean anybody. Anybody can be a vessel for God because God puts his anointing on us, okay? So anybody can be a vessel for God, and you can be, you know, not living your life the way that he wants you to, and he'll still speak to you, because there's been plenty of times God has spoken to me and I was not living a life, a holy life, and I was not living a life in a life that I know God has designed for me to live, you know? So those things, I would say, will definitely distract you from hearing God's voice, okay? Be a reflection of who Jesus was. Jesus was kind. Jesus was giving. Jesus was helpful. He was loving. Okay. He wasn't mean spirited. Okay. When the woman with the issue of blood, when she came to him, he wasn't mean spirited. He wasn't like, get away from me. No, we can't be like that to people. Okay. I know for me, growing up, I never liked when people were like that. Like, and it's hard because sometimes being a cool kid, you have to like, or trying to fit in. I won't say being a cool kid, but trying to fit in, sometimes you feel like you have to kind of go with what everybody's doing. And most of the time, when you want to be popular, you want to be in the circle, there's a lot of times where you have to be mean-spirited. But I feel like I was always the person that would like just be looking like, why are you acting like that towards that person? Like, I thought it was weird. For me, I thought it was weird. I'm like, Now, of course, there were some times where I fell into those things. I think we all have had moments where we falling into things that we didn't want to do, but we did it because we felt like it was going to make us fit in, you know? But then we would go home and be like, why did I do that? Why did I say that? You know? So we would feel it when we got home, or, you know, later on. So yeah, be a reflection of God, you know, because the Bible says in Romans 12:2, it says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay, so when the Bible is saying the world, when it's saying that, it's saying worldly things, like things that are not considered holy, are not considered God's way, are not considered within the Ten Commandments, okay? You know, things that are not, you know, okay to do. Those are worldly things, okay? So don't conform to that. Don't think, I'm a Christian, but I can still go out and get drunk. That's just not gonna work. You can't do that. Let's just be for real. Let's just be honest. Okay? You can't say I'm saved, but you're on the internet, you know, being provocative, or you're on the internet being mean-spirited, you know, or every time somebody sees you, they're like, she's mean. Like, nobody has anything nice to say about you. You know? Don't conform to the world. Set yourself apart. Set yourself apart. Okay. But those things for me are how you will hear God. And like I said, it's not going to be audible for everybody. Sometimes it's just going to be a message. Sometimes it's just going to be, you know, be through someone else. God will speak to you through somebody else. But I think when we speak less and we hear God more, we speak less and we open our ears more, we'll hear God more. I truly believe that. Because there's been times where I've just sat and I've just prayed and desired to hear God. And I would just ask God to speak to me and tell me what to do. And he'll tell me what I need to do. Sometimes I'll already know, but you know how the devil, you know how the devil work. But God will confirm my second thoughts. So, yeah, I think, you know, sitting in silence with God and just having your intimate moments with God will definitely create more of a relationship with him, because God wants you to come to him as a child. And when I say as a child, I mean innocent. I mean loving, kind, forgiving, thankful, grateful. That's how kids are, you know. And I'm not talking about, you know, that little kid that you can't stand. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, generally speaking, children are very gullible. Children are very kind. Children are very forgiving. They will be nice to you today. They'll be mad at you the next day. But then you can go get them a toy and they're like, okay, I forgive you. Like, that's children. And God wants you to be like that. Because the innocence of children is the closest to God. Because they haven't started, they haven't really started actively sinning. Of course, we're all born in sin. But they haven't started actively sinning because they're kids. They don't know any better, you know? So God wants you to be like that. He wants you to be kind. He wants you to be loving. He doesn't want you to be, you know, around here being mean to people and judging people and not want to be around this person or that person. And he says it in his word. You know, Matthew 18:3 says, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. You will never. He didn't say anything but the truth. He didn't say anything but the truth in that. Okay? You will never enter the kingdom of God. And that right there should tell you clear as day how he wants you to be. And that started off, that verse started off, I tell you the truth. He didn't say nothing but the truth right there. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So God wants you to be humble. God doesn't want you to be boastful. God doesn't want you to be prideful. God wants you to be forgiving and loving and caring. That's what God wants you to do. And unashamed. A lot of people be ashamed to say thank you, Jesus, or something. You know, like, I remember, like, I used to be scared to pray out loud. Like, but I wasn't scared to sing a rap song out loud. You know, it's like you're scared to pray and you're scared to talk to God throughout the day, but you're not scared to walk down the street singing a rap song or singing a secular song. You're not scared to do that. You happy. Because it's so easy to conform to the world. And that's why God says, don't conform to it, because it's so easy. It's so easy for us. He knows how easy it is for us to conform to it. Because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Everywhere you look, you can easily find worldly things going on. So that's why God tells you to set yourself apart. Okay, so I hope that this helped you. I hope that this was something that kind of just made you get more of a bigger picture of it. And I think I will share a story with you all on my Patreon. I'll share a story with you all because I want to start doing some videos and uploading some videos with you all. So on my Patreon, I think I'm going to share with you guys. Well, I'm not going to say I think. I am going to share with you all a moment where God spoke to me. Very, very long story. So that's why I want to upload it on the Patreon. But I do want you all to take this, and I hope that it has helped you all in some type of way. I hope that it has enlightened you all in some type of way. And I hope that I can be someone that can aid you in, you know, your walk with God. So that's all. I'm going to go ahead and close this one, this episode. And like I said, you guys be blessed. I hope you all learned something today, and I hope you all enjoyed this second episode. And as always, y'all know how I do it. As always, peace and love.